What a leap! So strong, yet so mild. So caressing as it slips down the throat. Then comes that warm aftermath that energizes and exudes goodwill. That
may I state emphatically that this recording will not cure you of anything.
Burton, you couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting.
Where are you going?
This was the beginning of the show, really. For
it really was. I mean, you know, as much as...
Kim.
Or any other thing
that would be much more fun to do. I don't intend to reach the Hall of Fame for having been a nursemaid to a dame. You're always on a cloud,
a thing you're not allowed. My orders are to see that you keep both feet on the ground.
The key sort of, I don't know, character paradigms of the show, which is dynamic, played out every week over some kind of insane science or scientific, you know, horror or experiment or something. I always love it.
What the hell? I can't keep it steady. Trajectory is way off course.
To be around.
150 grams of sucrose maintain at 70 degrees Fahrenheit for 120 hours. 30 milliliters at 80 degrees.
What formula are you rattling off at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Formula for root beer.
Root beer. That's what's so important you couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting.
Wonderful. 50 gauss.
What the hell was that?
Your body's normal muscle response is perfectly natural. You may also experience an involuntary bowel movement.
Great.
Stop you.
I finally began to wonder if you were real.
Just strange.
I have looked for you.
They stand behind me to remind me who and what I.
Intricate brain.
Paging Dr. Nevertall. Dr. Nevertall, your pizza is here.
Oh, wait!
Sometimes, like tonight, for instance, we get no answer. An echo will always sound, but sometimes the human brain sleeps.
And you bring me back to life.
With brain damage.
I've seen some odd things from my past, too. I thought it might be brain damage.
In your case, it probably is.
Keep that up, Beauchamp, and your brain will turn into a sponge.
The time is running out. Riding revolution in the streets is telling us the time is running out.
Hey,
the powder keg of Israel is setting on a powder
keg.
The
doctor he needs for his head.
To explode at any
moment.
said that the radio station won't pay for any more of your fines.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about WRQD.
We play all the biggest names in soft rock and light jazz. Well, I have to say, I've heard of you, but I'm not too familiar with your show. I don't stay up that late anymore.
Wait a minute.
The What's Happening
Sound. What about the
rest
sound?
Of the show? It's a pleasure to meet you.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is.
What do you mean?
We play all the biggest names in soft rock and light jazz.
Community, activity.
Didn't I mention it?
Whatever you think you said, you didn't say.
Synaptic transfer system, shared dream state. Human brain generates a quantifiable electric field. I posited in 1976 that it is possible to synchronize the fields of two distinct minds to allow the sharing of information across the unconscious state. Like a string between two tin cans. And this will rip open your consciousness.
By the miracle
and in each
of
case,
recording,
the doctor disappeared shortly after.
With doors wide open, and the call of God's going to a lost and dying world to get in. The drops of grains of God's judgment are beginning to fall tonight.
I can try to correct course at apogee.
Get us back down on the surface.
What?
And then, almost 15 years later, he appeared in Vienna.
The performance remains fresh the faster you work. Too much rehearsal, too much planning, too much time spent setting everything up can sort of, you know, bring the energy levels down.
Importance like this.
Highway safety.
Relativity.
If I convert into sound different measurements and I listen to them, it will sound like a symphonic orchestra. You can get a sense of the science inside of that orchestration.
That's a better actor.
Yeah, for sure.
So now you're wondering what the hell's going on.
And our whole journey's been for nothing.
In the past, people spoke about the music of the spheres. That the universe exists in this wonderful harmony. Because if we only see with our eyes, our perception is very high.
So basically what we're saying to the audience is a huge waste of time.
out of the range of those already discovered.
We hypothesized that these waves could be used to communicate information. Government, of course, is extremely interested. It was a brilliant idea, a theory, but a good one.
The
sword!
I apologize for what has to be horrible, Garvey.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is weird. I'm tasting...
No, it's delicious.
Right, so casting, I'm going to write this down. Right, so casting, what else? Like maybe how we met and stuff?
Sure. How the show evolved.
What the judge made in the recent Chicago trial is not the point.
What food we like?
We like original.
We should talk about food for a minute.
Yeah.
We'll talk about food at some point. We'll do that later. How about the pattern?
A handful of oddballs.
And
deliberately set out
to disrupt the most basic protection of our society.
To what he says.
There is no option.
Some of these
this guy's good.
Transcend the illusion and approach
the realm.
For 21 and a half hours, day in and day out.
Anybody got a visual?
We need to move location and get a better
signal. Are you guys there yet?
Obviously, whatever you want to write, I think the critical thing is to write it because you can always find evidence to support versions of what it is you want to do. It's sort of like statistics. Like you can sort of make the numbers work to your, you know, your advantage. But the
only 43% of the time.
The point is that the new technique of disruption is spreading like wildfire throughout the country. The tactic is to provoke and inflame in the hope that overreaction will obliterate the true nature of the proceeding. The Democratic Party has not been neglected.
They tried to use the network to send the most clandestine information. Yes. They called it the Ghost Network.
develop a method where they could transmit directly from one person to another.
Oi! Oi!
I surmised that I could introduce an iridium-based organometallic compounds into the subject's brain.
You have got to be kidding me.
And disarming the audience with that, with humor, I think is kind of an important way to getting them to accept whatever craziness you're trying to float.
You know. Making LSD,
right?
You know, there's sort of a funny that I also think that the fact that in that humor, the fact that the guy who sort of embraces drug use, there's a kind of PC thing, obviously. You know, hey, use drugs, it's the best. But like the fact that the crazy guy who's in a mental institution, you know, is
responsible for administering LSD.
Yeah, I mean, he celebrates it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something kind of, you know, wonderful, especially because he's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of lets you do something that would, I think, not be considered, you know, publicly acceptable. And yet, that's sort of the fun of it.
Courage, such is the stay.
Recording will have its greatest use as if you do not.
This is the mission. This is the girl who's missing. It's the law. It's my number. I'm not just going to go.
You need no special preparation.
And in no way are we saying,
what was that?
I'm here.
Apparently not. That we've reached a point where science and technology have advanced at such an exponential rate for so long, it may be way beyond our ability to regulate and control them.
Long, so it's right. That's the problem with this little extra special day that we have here in the middle of the night. It's almost
so cute.
It's like I have this day, and until I listen back to it, I don't know what happens sometimes because I'm asleep before I get up to come here, and then I go back home and I go back to sleep. So it's sort of like a dream. Strange dream that involves donuts at the end of it.
It's dollars to donuts.
That's the big reward. It's not doing the show necessarily.
Just press this toggle and get a donut. This toggle gives you the
scarifying sugar, grease, and salt at the end.
Yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I don't know who you're talking to. It can't be me.
I can hear them. Little last breath still sighing their sighs.
Over there.
Tremendous. Donald will stop in if he wants. He's totally awesome, amazing, and tremendous. He'll stop it. He can do anything. It's amazing.
And a lot of people would ask, how did this plane land? And I think Kirk says in his briefing, it was automatic pilot. And people ask, is that even possible? And you should know that we've been using automated planes since World War II. JFK's older brother, Joe Kennedy Jr., died on a remote control bomber.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm keeping track of how many Kennedy references Orsi gives us tonight. Uh-huh. But also, I think we should keep track of the conspiracies that we discuss, mm-hmm. which are some of my favorite things.
That wasn't a conspiracy. That's
a
historical.
No, I haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
Brand
and,
new list.
And a lot of what ended up, you know, those were a lot of conversations we had.
This subject is discussed at length in your written lesson. But in general, the decision on whether to interrupt the program for the program depends on the relative importance of the program for the
and the importance of the program.
Most of all, you're going to have to remember, it's not going to be a perfect
program.
You know, and then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it, an access point for the audience.
Well, I remember, you know, there were so many iterations of kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
many.
This whole thing, you know, categories, trying to follow that. But I remember, you know, when I first, and we're kind of switching over, Mark thought, you know, I knew I was going to, we had sort of vague ideas, but it was something that, it was really one of those I already discussed with things where I just knew it would be so much more fun to do it with you guys. And so I remember when I called you, I was like, you know, please do the show with me. Come on, this could be awesome. And when we started talking about, well, what would we want to do? What would the show be? And
I think it's time for some intracranial penetration.
Not remotely.
What did you say?
Nothing. Not remotely.
Why?
Those words. I'm sure I've heard them before. Oh, I remember. It was Christina. She was a patient.
Here?
No.
I know it.
She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child. I mean, she was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide. Poor love.
Right. And obviously, this is also, we're taking calls. Yeah. So if anyone wants to suggest things, you know. Right, we talked about this for a second. These crazy
art,
floating, weird Cronenberg thing. And is there anything else you want to talk about with that?
Was that the Kennedy wing just now?
Yeah. That's two.
Yeah, that's two right there.
They came at night, came to the village.
How old were you at the time?
Just a child. 5, I think, or 6. Are you visiting someone? It was music, hurdy-gurdy music, and a man with fire in his hands. A man in dark clothes and a woman. She seemed to glisten.
So no more transmissions?
No.
What is it?
I thought I saw something.
Saw what?
Ghosts.
Don't be stupid.
My guess is once you arrived at South Station with the cavalry, they realized the Ghost Network was compromised and stopped broadcasting on it.
If cinema killed the show, maybe this is their way of fighting back. And now they're looking for a new audience.
They touched you. I can sense it. They touched you as they passed you by. He spoke to me. He asked if I would like to join the show. He took a kind of flask out of his pocket. It was polished like silver. I asked him his name. Oh, I shall never forget it. I never shall. He said he was the show. I would be in his audience forever. I turned and ran away as fast as I could.
Not intended for amusement
or entertainment.
What am I listening to now, Mother? Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic. I've never heard sensors that powerful before.
They keep the lights on all night, so we have to assume the sensors are on, too.
Maybe.
Great. The world's most boring human. How the hell are we going to get close enough to record it?
Laser sight interlock. Engage.
You ready to seal the room?
Systems armed, sir. Ready on your order.
Prepare to seal the room on my count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Attention, all personnel. The room is sealed. I repeat, the room is sealed.
Frankly, I was expecting more.
This exercise is concluded.
Security, stand down.
Here we go. Church Stratton, 1901. People went missing when a show visited the town. There was one earlier on, 1898. A small village called Wellsfield. Children have been told to hold their breath while the show passes by.
Yeah, this local paper didn't take it seriously.
Thank you.
my uncle's kayak.
Is that you?
By the way, that was a theremin sound you had when you went through the letters.
Sweet. Woo, 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 woo.
Yes, we did. We did have a lot of discussions about conspiracies. I mean, I don't really consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but I sort of
you would say that
love them. Yeah, you know, people like me.
I consider Bob a conspiracy theorist.
You do?
I do. Believe me.
Did someone make you say that?
Maybe.
Were you compelled? Mm.
When I refused to continue, I was harassed, threatened with deportation. I didn't feel like the America I remembered from when I was a boy. Which is why I believe it was the best thing that could ever happen to humanity. No one in power should ever learn what he knows.
The means to the end becomes an end in itself.
Hmm.
The needs of the many. That way.
The needs.
Of the few.
This won't hurt. Just feel a touch odd. To keep this dial steady at 60 hertz, 10 gauss, until I tell you otherwise. I believe there are clusters of metal sound images in the visual centers of your brain. I'm going to attempt to move them to those regions which process sound. You'll be shown a series of images. I need you to tell me any sensations you experience as you see each image.
Sounds easy enough.
First image, please.
I'm crazy. It's been like 3-4 months now.
Can I get some coffee?
Roast beef sandwich on a roll. Meat raw as possible. Room temperature water. No ice.
Gotcha.
Do you have jalapenos?
I think he does.
11 of those, please. On the side.
11.
On the side.
You got it. 11.
On the side.
That you love me.
Language, is that like 11 or something?
No.
Good.
It's gonna be harder than
if you are conducting a music program during which you interrupt the flow music anyway, everyone's
cool. Limits
for a commercial announcement or for some other commentary, almost any unusual news bulletin of any importance can be announced between records.
Jimmy?
The bulletin would have to be out of the ordinary because if you made a habit of
have a list. Come up with a list of what's important to you. The 10 most important things to you. Write them down. No one can satisfy all 10. It's impossible. If you can satisfy 5 or 6, you're nearly there. You're on your way, kid, to your own perfect world.
goes by faster than summer vacation. And he was right. And one day you'll be old enough to understand that. So, enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it all. You were on my list. And me doing this has given me my own perfect world.
And I thank you for that. I really do.
Without us behind you.
Dig down deep, folks. Now's the time to show why you are the elite, the chosen few,
the rare lights. Yes. The rare lights.
Looking for a scientific
mission. Orbital sync is established. Locking operation in T-minus 8 minutes.
Give me a system check.
Engine temperature's rising.
Andre?
Booster 3 is stuck at 30%.
We've got the launch now.
Late breaking news flash.
Now, news buttons, it would upset your audience.
Furthermore, if the news was of overwhelming importance, you would not only interrupt any program, perhaps anything short of a speech by the president at any rate, but you would not wait for the end of a record on your music program, but you would cut the record off short, too.
That's why you can't look, boy.
What time is it? Turn on the radio.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Latest developments have uncovered the most fantastic international atomic spy ring ever conceived. This reporter, in cooperation with our secret agents, are following clues that will eventually bring these foreign conspirators to justice. How long, Mr. and Mrs. America, are we going to continue welcoming these foreign conspirators to our shores?
Silly for
words. How long
are
we...
Expression is a reductio ad absurdum.
Did you hear that?
Yes, we're on our way to see a lawyer.
That makes my American blood boil.
Hey, what the...
Cut it!
You don't have to yell, Bob. Well, the whole inspiring, you know...
In a tank full of water. No, in your underwear.
Yeah.
Because I am listening to the radio. Yeah.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
Oh, let the man do his show.
Then turn on the recording and begin to follow its instructions immediately.
When people talk about paranoid or conspiracy thrillers, they tend to be referring to a very specific moment in history.
You know, the people that have you work in places like this are agents. And agents are the go-between between the performer and the contract, between the performer and the producer.
People have got to know whether or not they're president.
The albatross around New York.
And they look for everything talent. I've got.
When they find the talent, Nixonian they suck up 10% of him,
the belief that
and they
the
stay with him
the
forever.
Vietnam War in the 1960s,
now, the thing about the agents
institutions may have become co-opted
is they always con me, and it always works. Because they always appeal to my ego. I walk into their office, they go,
Dr. Hill.
David Steinberg. Hey, you're looking terrific, David.
Crazy.
Run and move up your career two notches while you stand there. They get on the phone, they go,
I haven't slipped up, Dr. Hill.
Hello.
By all the saints.
I've got David Steinberg here. Get me the coast.
Films like The Parallax View, Three Days of the Conjurer, All the President's Men, and many others.
No one in particular.
Capture the energy in the air of this time.
The whole coast. For me.
Hello, coast? What do you say? Is the kid going to be a star?
The coast goes, whoosh.
Is he going to find peace of mind? The coast goes, whoosh.
Anything you want, you go to the coast. The coast to the William Morris Agency is what Martin Buber is to the rest of the world. The thing you go to for all the questions that have no answers. I got in the elevator once on the 32nd floor. I saw this guy with a hat over his eyes.
Your personal aging software
about his ankles. Bent over.
This software is found in each of your 30 trillion cells.
Going down?
And if all this DNA were unwound, it would be hundreds of thousands. DNA controls the production.
I was in the elevator with the coast. 5 o'clock in New York City, even the coast goes home.
Because what I am going to tell you is the truth. And the strange, mystical thing about the truth is
once you've heard it, it remains lodged in your memory forever. And that is, President Nixon has a face that looks like a foot.
I was walking by the television set, and I said, hey, why isn't there a shoe and a sock? President Nixon having one of his face-to-foot confrontations.
Who's that coming through the park? Dressed in rhinestones after dark. Looking way too fat to be a cop. Keeping Memphis clean from his long black limousine. Fighting crime with fast karate chops. Oh, now
Elvis was an art in rhinestones at the dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he ate would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
That they could take their sport and stick it where the good Lord intended. All
I still can't believe that the king would have OD'd. He couldn't have done the drugs they say he did. And even though he's DOA, I still hear people say that he's got them all out of Graceland somewhere hid.
Elvis was an art in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
And we parted enemies. Thank God. You know, when a man stays in public life long enough, I guess he's got to expect almost anything to happen to him. But I think you've got to draw the line when your life is threatened. And it came to that because the Klan threatened to kill me. Now, Bess and I had just had our lovely little Margaret. And so naturally, we both were very upset about it. But I knew in my heart there was only one way to handle the thing, and that was head-on. So the boys were having one of their Klan powwows up at Lee's Summit, Missouri. and I thought it might be just the place to confront them. Now, I wanted to go alone, naturally, but my friend Eddie Jacobson insisted on going with me. And I've got to tell you, it was a very courageous thing for Eddie to do, because Eddie, of course, was one of the things the Klan hated most on this earth. Eddie was a Jew. Evening, boys. I understand that some of you threatened to kill me. Well, if you want to take your lives in your hands, let's have a go at it right now. So you're the boys that are going to tell me that I can't hire a Catholic or Negro or Jew or whoever you don't happen to cotton to, huh? Well, being farm kin, you got to know that is pure, undiluted bull. Because I'm going to hire anybody I goddamn will please, boys. Those jobs are for all the people and not just a few hooded bastards like you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Calling yourselves the invisible empire where the good Lord should strike you from the face of this earth. Well, I'm going to leave you, chosen people. But wait a minute. Before I do, I want to tell you what Eddie Jacobson said on the way up here. Eddie said whoever organized your courageous gang had to be a Jew, because only a Jew could sell you, silly idiots, a $1.95 nightshirt for $16. Well, Eddie and I are going to try and find a saloon now and strike a blow for liberty.
This is Glenn Campbell. As the American Bicentennial begins, you'll have the opportunity to visit places that saw the march of history. You'll hear the words of famous men and women that stirred our forefathers to win your independence. Take the chance to see firsthand the firearms they used two centuries ago and those that followed that forged the nation and kept our independence intact. Visit the National Rifle Association's Firearms Museum and Historical Gun Collection. The address is 1600 Rhode Island Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C.
As many of us believe that we will.
All of us, as we have before, and can, nay must, once again, if we are to be, and make no mistake about it, we cannot afford not to be. For, and let us be perfectly clear about this, in the past few months we have proved, without and beyond any doubt, that we do, and will continue to do, strongly, firmly and gently, as we have in the past, and are quite capable of doing yet again. Need I say more? But, and this is a big but, now at the same time, and this is a decision only you can make, shall we? Looking forward as we do, as we all do, indeed, as it is our duty to do at this time of decision. Or not? That is the question you must ask yourselves tonight. But I hear you saying, ah, if only it were that clear. Now I know, and here I must disagree for a moment. For where would the country be without this great land of ours? And I have the facts to bear me out. Today, in this country, 30%. Or, to put it another way, 30 in every 100. Or, to put it in simple terms, 6.7 in every 22.4. As compared with 3% of the entire population for the previous 4 years. What other party can make that claim? But we can't do it alone. For we believe as we've always believed, and will always believe. For without the future, there can be no tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Peter.
Should we go on supporting foreign dictators? Or take better care of the ones we have at home?
Right.
It's essential.
This moment,
when our beloved country has its back to the wall,
like
that we realize how exciting that can be.
On TV, great.
Nope. Oh my God, what do we have here? We have reached the end of channels.
Did you pick a channel already? You're annoying.
Dirty. Tonight's contestant seems to be a regular, making him a worthy catch. For those unfamiliar, he's been with us for 3 episodes now, and we're dying to see him in a better place.
Hi, I'm Adrienne Barbeau, and this is your
highest bidder. He's desperately looking for a lovely somebody to complete his dollar-driven life. For those interested in completing this handsome devil, you can find a handsome devil in a few spots. Chino's Burger Shack, his Bayliner yacht in Pier 44, the South Bay Gentlemen's Club. And lately, he's been passing time with a little birdie at the Pink Flamingo condo.
You said you didn't tell anyone.
I didn't.
Listen, buddy, I got money. It's in my suitcase. Hold on, buddy. I got money. Listen, pal. I got 100K in my suitcase.
Thank you.
Please. No.
That's very nice.
Wait! No! No! No!
I think it's time for a love booster. That's right. Now we're 70,000 love points. Oh, just look at that handsome mug.
It likewise promises
only that it will help
normal people make fuller use of their normal personality.
Should you choose to be a V player, make sure to send us a cute picture to collect your well-deserved love points. Until next time, viewers.
Happy hunting.
Work for a living wage. Let us provide new hope that their price of their employment shall not be an unsafe workplace and a death at an earlier age. To all those who inhabit our land, from California to the New York Island,
from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, let us provide new hope that prosperity shall not be purchased by poisoning the air, the rivers, and the natural resources that are the greatest gift of this continent. We must insist that our children and our grandchildren shall inherit a land which they can truly call America the Beautiful. To all those who see the worth of their work and their savings taken by inflation, let us offer new hope for a stable economy. We must meet the pressures of the present by invoking the full power of government to master increasing prices. In candor, we must say that the federal budget can be balanced only by policies that bring us to a balanced prosperity of full employment and price restraint.
Okay, hold on a sec. It's 4 a.m., so I'm a little foggy, but...
Become a KPFA ally, a sustaining partner, the lifeblood of our station. At $10 or more a month, your gift goes further by providing KPFA with a stable source of income to support the programming you value. It's easy, and it provides a tax deduction. Plus, it helps us reduce the amount of time needed for on-air fund drives. To become an ally, go to kpfa.org and click support. Thank you.
Do you know what Area 941 is? It's KPFA.org's new podcasting space. This allows us to expand our programming with more on-demand programs so you can listen when you want or download them at any time. Area 941 is just another reason why people say, I heard it on KPFA.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
Puzzling evidence.
Star Snow.
So, live on radio. Here on
Not Available
FM Radio. Remember, the secret code of radio.
So what's happening?
Not available to listeners and other non-participants.
How much time do we have? We don't know. Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. But this we do know. Working works is everybody's business.
You see that?
Just what is working? Working is the way of saving lives and property. It's the way to protect you and your family in case of
Church of the Subgenius
attack on the United States. It's the way of helping you to keep going in spite of
Bob
attacks with atomic or biological warfare or chemicals or conventional weapons. The aim of
Church of the Subgenius
would be to make you and me and others quit our jobs so that our defense plants would have to shut down. Our aim, then, is to keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working, keep working. How much time do we have? We don't know. We must prepare the things they need to keep working.
Incredible, you say. Fantastic. Unbelievable. But this is real. This is the world of Church of the Subgenius.
The next 100 years.
Access denied.
You won't have to wear slippers anymore.
But money is,
burned.
Yes, I think I bought some cigarettes and money.
Right.
No one ever actually burns
money.
Or
do they?
I sometimes wonder what happens to mine. If you're anything like me, your daily transaction typically goes something like this. What are you doing? That'll be $29.95. Ching.
Can't stop buying money.
Ching.
Can't stop buying money.
Ching. Ching.
Can't stop. Can't stop money. Can't stop.
Ching. Ching. Ching.
Money.
Ching.
Can't stop buying.
Ching. 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 Ching.
Money.
Ching. Don't confuse me further.
Ghost. I always forget when it's the when that remote is used because I can't tell what time it is. It's always disconcerting to walk in here and there's nobody here, but yeah. The voices are coming out.
Yeah, you walk in here and it's like, who's flying? It's like, what are we heading for?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's an asteroid field.
Oh no. They can shoot you right through the asteroid field.
Every time.
So now, I don't see any young people partying in their domicile over there.
Yeah, what's their problem?
I don't quite understand, because like you said, isn't this the week-long bacchanal of the new promised year? The new promisey year.
I think they've gone to
a day of not cleaning.
Starting to get the hang of this thing here.
You see how dangerous it could be.
Yeah. It's very dangerous.
What if you fell from this great height?
You're definitely going to have to. It's just a radio height.
Fall
you can
into
hurt yourself.
Icy rushing river beneath the bridge and be whirled away. Hold on tight. Now you've done it. Now, look what. Now that's nice. That's really nice.
Thank you, pal. I don't want to let an undefined compliment go unaccepted.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results may vary. Contents may settle due to packaging. Allow up to 30 minutes for pain relief to occur. On the show. Well, that
after all, what is this? A convoy?
Convoy.
Yeah, it is a convoy.
Truckers going through the night.
Well, it is like that. There's truckers
rolling
out there that depend on this show.
Over America's
they
highway.
Can't get through a Friday morning, that long haul between here and the abattoir. They got all those things they have to, these horrible things they have to carry in their liquid-filled trucks. It's just, it's nightmarish. And they're one respite, their one hope, the one little beacon of authority that in the night, it's a lighthouse on the hill.
The phone hung up on me.
Evidence show. The phone, see, that proves your phone is messed up. It hangs up on you.
No, that was from KPFA did that because my sound is so bad.
Well, you can't blame them, can you?
What?
You can't blame them, can you?
When I say KPFA, I mean Doug.
What if you were running KPFA? Wouldn't you want to like ban your phone?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't allow anyone to call with a cell phone ever.
Ever.
Like Don.
Ever.
That may be what killed poor Don.
Do you think it's your cell phone that's causing the problem? And if it was a wireline phone, it would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I really do.
Why would I do a thing like that? I don't even know you.
Can I show you?
You.
Answers you need.
I had to report this to the California Department of Radio Valencia burial sites in suburban homes. I had no option, man.
The future ruins your home.
This is a dream come
I'm afraid your family has been cursed.
Monday night, trouble sleeping.
Miss out. I did my best, but
visit us.
My hands were tied.
What he did as a last resort was just the beginning.
The end of the beginning.
For clean.
Gastric bypass surgery.
All new.
You.
All new.
You.
How many more appendages does Moses Jesus have to lose before Radio Valencia takes it off the wall?
Yeah. It's getting smaller and smaller. He was upside down last time I saw him.
Wow, like St. Paul or Peter?
Yeah.
One of them got it the wrong way.
I missed that woodcut.
And the people who accuse me of being possessed by devils.
Could you imagine America if Germany did not win the war?
No. Chicken and waffles, probably.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Pretty much.
People want
3 a.m.
24-hour diners right now.
You know, that's just one of the saddest parts about
it. Bob!
That can't have happened.
Get some sleep.
Just stick those fish hooks in my lips and make them move.
I'd peanut butter and forced air, man.
The funny thing is, I'd be happier that way. I'm speaking for myself right now, actually. When we do the TV show,
I want
you to put fish hooks and line in my face to control my talking and emotions. I will be happy if you do that. Yeah, that space science report without me.
Some of the hair is waving out, and when stuff gets on,
you don't think it'll work.
Line, it can stream out and become the solar.
Well, it's just sad. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's
I was
how
looking
hairy
forward
it is depends
to,
on where we are
to
in the
all the
solar.
Information that happens in the lively
out.
Participation of the audience, and even the hair burning.
Yeah,
the old
all of it.
All of it.
I concur, but there's nothing I can do if.
This is control. Do you read?
It gets hard to tell who's who.
But this stuff is like MC Hammer.
Okay, well, so I agree. Our public access TV community show is going to be all puppets of us.
Well, here's the thing. Who do you think would work on it? I know I would.
Who would make these puppets? We have friends who actually make puppets.
Okay.
You know,
I'd like to.
You know, we have a vast
marionette,
extensive range of artists at our fingertips.
We do.
And they could make a puppet that would look like you and me, and it would be really.
Yeah, we have to have Hal.
One
has to look like Hal.
One looks
even
like
if
Hal.
He's not on.
Yeah, Hal would probably be on stage with the Hal puppet, complaining about the Hal puppet.
That would be good.
I think that would be pretty much the whole Hal.
And then you can ask him questions.
Have you all lost your minds?
Yeah, the Hal puppet asking Hal questions.
Have you all lost your minds?
Asking himself questions in the chicken.
You realize every time he does it, it would trigger Hal into a rage. Why am I responding to a puppet who looks like me? This doesn't make any sense. This is not the Ask Dr. Hal show. Really? No, seriously. This is usually a host of the show who is not me as a puppet is presenting questions.
Like the show, but it isn't.
That's how we've always done the show. And now you have a puppet of me asking me questions. It is, in fact, absurd. And
yeah,
then he'd be
forced. That's community TV for you.
Yeah, he'd be forced to actually answer the questions. So they better be good questions this time.
Here are the little question writers down in the question writer room.
I know. Yeah. Because we have not used real questions from the audience since 1998. That was the last time we used an unvetted question.
Yeah, and here's the really sad part. When I leave tonight, I'll have to concentrate and not crash because I will never hear the Chicken John questions that were being made up for this year's Chicken John. Next year's.
By the Chicken John Question-a-thon machine.
Yeah.
1,000.
It was a highlight of the show, except for watching the movie.
Yeah, I cannot recreate the magnitude of Radio Valencia in my attic.
Yeah,
it's beyond my capability. Hey, great show.
RoboCop.
Mr. Puzzling Evidence. I know you'll give Robo DJ all the credit tonight, as you do, but I think you put together a great show. Pull up! Pull up! Pull up!
Mamy pecha! Mamy pecha! Do Cytadela!
Teacher is to hear!
And don't forget, the Holy Spirit is in there too. And the Trinity. We're talking about the Trinity, man.
Yeah.
Trinity's not in it.
The Holy Ghost. The
Trinity
Paraclete.
Is still my name.
The Paraclete.
Help me, Trinity.
Now I'm not going to bore you all.
Help me, Kirk. Don't worry. It's just a Matrix dog. It's just a line of code. Jeez.
Help me, Spock. Help me. Spock.
Check on this one.
The part where it's the W man.
I don't want to have things coming out of my knuckles, though.
Yeah, that's
really
fun.
Freaked me out.
Really?
I just want to get into a big suit that I'm super strong inside of. I can take it off and be normal.
So Jack Ruby
only,
was
only my
Shaq's
heart is
dad.
Good.
Yeah,
I don't want to have a bad heart to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, from a rape in a nondescript apartment in 1934. Jack
Jack Kirby was raped?
What a horrible thought. No, no, we were watching a file sex, film of the conception point of Jack Rubenstein.
Oh, Jack Rubenstein, not...
Yeah. Not Jack Kirby.
Not Jack Kirby.
Who's taken consensually.
Kirbenstein.
Yeah, Jack Kirby wouldn't offer any resistance. He is a nice guy.
He changed his name to Kirby.
You can hold him down and have your way with him.
Yeah.
Pie.
And pie. Yeah, we've got lots of pie.
Yeah.
We're going for the pie after the show.
Pie are us.
And coffee.
I broke my coffee press thing. I can't make coffee anymore.
I can.
Ow! Not another. Track marks.
It's the third rule of time jumping. Don't bring anything back.
Okay, look, that's number two and three. What's rule number one?
No matter how small, never change anything in the past. Anything. You kill a bee, and maybe the flower it was going to pollinate doesn't grow. And the seeds it was going to spread don't.
And the animal that was going
to eat the vegetation doesn't have a foot to eat, and it dies. And it was carrying the genes for a new kind of animal which doesn't get hooked. And it alters the course of evolution. And the farther back you go, the more catastrophic any changes could be. So, rule number one.
Glass balls, remember?
We are on the surface and have left the ship.
Months, years, we don't know. But this we do know.
Bob!
My voice never goes over the air.
Blame it on carpal.
Your voice is over the air now. I hear it myself. I'm listening to the air.
The over
There's
the
an air,
air
hole
show.
Over here, and I'm listening to it.
But then it goes over the air, and then where does it go?
It goes in somebody's ear hole.
Actually, no, it then goes under the air.
Oh, no, here, no, there it is again. It's that horrible Down.
It's like oil and water here in Collierville.
When the callers hear each other, now let me tell you guys both, while you're both listening to me for a second, we hear you okay. It's just that when you...
Turn the page in your storybook. Now, if you're ready, we'll begin Battle the Sound. Star reporter Clark Busling touches on his behind. Robin Firestorm was smiling down at him.
Not a bad job, Clark. Damn. Still, I just happened to be strolling by that mad bomber. After all, that mad bomber is over 1,000 miles away.
Clark Busling was about to reply when suddenly...
Superman!
Shook the Earth's core. Thinking it was an earthquake, Clark Busling rushed to the window to see what was happening. Pointing out the window, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen shouted out in disbelief.
That was the window. Just look out the window. You won't believe the window.
It's enormous. I like it,
cried one reporter.
How could anything big just appear?
Exclaimed another. Clark thought to himself,
I'd better have a look outside. Great Krypton! I just blasted my X-ray vision right in the middle of Metropolis Park. No one seems to have been hurt, but I intend to do a lot more damage.
While the planet continued to stare in horror at the shaken staff, reporter Clark Busling slipped into an amazing storeroom where a transformation took place.
This looks like a job.
With a swoosh, Clark Busling came swarming out of the hole. For a split second, Clark Busling turned to make sure that everyone was safe. In that split second, the most terrifying creatures that anyone had ever laid eyes on came swarming out of Superman.
What are those things?
Thought Superman. Jimmy Olsen looked on in horror.
They're swarming out of the hole! And heading straight towards us! Superman! Superman! Look!
Warnings came too late. Demons swarmed around Superman.
Greetings, Superman! Our master awaits, your master!
Sneered one demon.
Demons! I can't resist them! They're all over me!
Clark Busling cried out in panic as Superman lost his power.
They defeated him so easily.
It wasn't long before the super team, Heroes of Earth, stood staring down into what...
Appreciate that.
Well, we have another warning on the caller phone. It seems the proximity alert detected the large caller floating outside.
A big, giant caller.
We're liquidating that caller now. Please call.
No, that caller has been liquidated. That's really getting frothy in here, too. That's a lot of foamy, frothy caller froth there. I think we've got a frawler. Caller froth.
Got to frolic in the
A caller froth mop we're going to need in here pretty quick.
By Throthgar, you said a mouthful.
Man with the dip switches, the dip switch tools in here. And
I'm not worried about the dip switch. I'm worried about the dimmer switch.
It's just awful bright in here. And a little.
No,
is that an IP switch? Is that an IP switch, Dr. Howe?
Yes, this comes, this one in particular... comes from Innsmouth, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
But money is...
to burn.
I think I bought some cigarettes in money.
Right. Show us
the magic.
It's a little. That's the magic of the show. Is that you don't know?
Well, I don't want to ruin the magic.
I'm ramping up the power here. I blast the minds of the listeners, and then they forget all about the show.
Puzzling evidence.
Killed in a horrendous on-the-air show accident.
After hours.
But, it's good. It's really excellent. 2 hours. It's good.
13 seconds later. Okay.
My monsters have done well for me.
Bob?
Slamming, grunting, straining.
What are you doing?
The secret code of radio.
Radio.
The radio reacted there.
Yeah, the radio knew.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface, evil demons brought their prisoner to their leaders. The most helpless beings in the universe, Lois Lane and his evil companions, Kalibak and Desaad. Pulling weakly at his chains, sinister Superman cried out,
I will never get away with this.
A smile spread across Lois Lane's face as he sneered,
Superman, I want you. I want you. I shall destroy you. Stop me.
Lois Lane then went on to tell the Man of Steel,
You see, Superman, I need you. And I've chosen you. We shall blast thousands of holes in here.
Moments after Superman had been dragged into Lois Lane's underground fortress, the super team arrived in the huge dwarf cavern. They realized that this was, indeed, the huge dwarf cavern. Nearby, the mysterious prisoner stood with its teeth open, ready to capture more evil villains. Batman called to the heroes.
Come on, fellas, we've got work to do.
The Martian Manhunter told Batman,
Batman, Batman, something is wrong here. I feel that we are simply...
Yes, Manhunter, I feel the same way. But we've got no choice. We've got no choice. We've got to save the entire planet, and maybe even Superman. And we've got no choice. Standing on top of the heroes, Desaad watched the tower move. His piercing eyes lighted his face, and he sneered,
Now we shall seal their butts.
Clark Bustling was the first to see the arms on his wild friends.
Hey, the arms! They're moving!
We're all crushed!
The cruel heroes rushed forward and managed to get inside themselves before the arms slammed shut. They found themselves in the Man of Steel with doors on both sides. Suddenly, safely, Lois Lane's voice boomed out.
Greetings, heroes. Welcome to my death.
The superpowers team would risk their lives to enter Lois Lane's horse. They step inside Lois Lane's horse. Then Green Sides cried out,
I'm trapped.
The Manhunter cried out,
I'm shooting up, and it's already making me too weak to even flee.
Firestorm cried out,
Batman, what are we gonna do?
Batman cried out,
Don't know, Firestorm.
Green Lantern cried out,
Yellow objects.
Wonder Woman cried out,
They're strangling us.
Clark Bustling cried out, The situation seemed hopeless until Wonder Woman came to a super startling revelation.
I can't save myself, but I can still use an emerald fire extinguisher.
I'm getting tighter,
exclaimed the Manhunter.
Clark Bustling tore the instrument of terror off Green Lantern. Batman grabbed the heroes from his wild utility belt and tossed them to Firestorm. Firestorm transformed them into giant atomic terror shears, which then cut Lois Lane's horse. The super team escaped Lois Lane's horse. The heroes spied Desaad at the controls of the mighty deadly thunder cannon. Batman's giant hand snatched the villain out of his startling seats.
The party's over, Desaad. I have to squeeze you.
No, leave me alone. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I have to squeeze Superman.
I'll do whatever you say. I'll do anything you want to...
That's the spirit. I knew I could squeeze you. Now, squeeze Superman.
As you wish.
Desaad slowly turned until its sights were set squarely on Superman. Lois Lane had come out enraged.
What is the meaning of Kal-El?
Wonder Woman answered.
It's simple. Blown to bits.
Very well. I tire of the Man of Steel. The risk is too great.
Clark Bustling released deadly Superman from the evil chains, then attacked Superman to activate the Stargate so they could escape.
The battle is easily over for the present. I have lost Superman.
Look! What the?
Exclaimed Superman as Lois Lane began vanishing from sight. And as Lois Lane faded away, he called out his final warning to the heroes.
Enjoy Superman while you can.
The ordeal with Lois Lane was over for now. And the super team breathed a terrifying sigh of relief. Batman commented,
"Good piece of rubbish, I say."
But Robin wasn't so sure.
You think the bad guys?
Clark Bustling replied,
"For one guy, Robin. For one guy who likes to keep his promises."
The mysterious super team agreed. They would have to conquer the Earth, now and forever.
Can't stop buying money.
Usually it'd be a tape. It's not a tape.
Filled with something tonight.
Yeah, you really want to make big bucks, you got to go smuggling bubble gum into Singapore.
Wow.
Oh, no. We'll cane you for that, man.
Yeah, and durian fruit.
I mean, they'll kill you if they catch you, but, you know, what the heck? Why not take a chance?
Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, you only live one.
It's 4:21 in the morning. Everybody's all radioed out. You know, they've been smoking too much radio. They're stumbling down the street. Some guy says, "Hey, you want to make a lot of money making heroin? Go to
do some
else?
Show, man. Let's do some show.
Do another hit of show and start taking off toward the."
I don't care how I get it either.
Toward the.
Just don't be nervous.
You really want to get off? You got to shoot the show into your eyeball, right into your.
Yeah,
you do it right in the
somehow
the white part of your, right in the center
American.
Of your eye,
which means putting the headphones on. Face first.
If you are not subject to their laws, if you're an American, they can't touch you and they know it.
According to the great prophet Doris Wishman.
I got to them before they had any friends.
That's Ivan Stang's philosophy, too. If you can get them to send the membership in before they get any friends together, man, you got them by the nose.
One of our copycat shows will copy us now.
Yeah.
There's so many copycat shows trying to get on the Puzzling Evidence bandwagon.
Could you burn me a copy of...
Sure, I'll burn you a copy.
As long as
I'll
we
burn
can,
everybody a copy.
If we can just catch one of those little devils, then we'll burn him.
I'm going to make a copy of a copy. Do you have the special stuff you're supposed to play?
Just, you know what, put a stamp on a human
show. Yeah, do me show. I mean, the audience knows right away. It's a horrible idea. What happened to humans who thought that was a good thing?
I want to get a Sri Lanka squash.
Okay.
What is Sri Lanka?
Is that little cookie? You know, you're stuck with me now.
Uh-oh, wow. Yeah, I know. You people freak out.
Yeah, people freak out. The Ask Dr. Hal audience component freaks out, you know, because they're thinking, wow, so I'm not that guy.
But
we could all do show.
Well, anyway, it was interesting to hear Digital Ghost of Dawn drifting and twirling about, and a digital ghost of myself back in about 1991, I guess it was, when I was freeing myself from the irons of the Iron Curtain. I drove to California with my wife driving the truck, and I was her truck was in front of me, and all that way I was staring at my whole life and everything in it, just between here and LA. It was quite a drive.
Oh, Darby,
we drove that drive just recently. And that will freak your mind out. Your mind won't know how to handle it. It'll go into back sprint overload, flip-flopping backward and interpolating itself in a weird, kind of like it'd be like a vacuum sucking itself inside of itself.
Exactly. Around and inside of its own self and its own being inside of its essence.
It's just like when a microphone becomes aware of itself. It causes this feedback loop that just gets scary really quick.
Because the microphone loves to listen to itself. It's narcissistic.
Yeah, it tries to listen to itself. It's always trying to listen to itself.
Only thing
it'll
enjoy is it just won't listen to itself forever.
Unless you turn the speaker off.
No, actually, I'm talking from a TV radio.
Oh, that explains it.
So you're on a long
So my son, is Philo Stun's son still there? You're still here, right?
We're all still here, hanging on by our cuticles.
It's hard to talk without listening. I know that's hard. It's really hard.
Practice makes perfect.
If I far away enough now?
We are still a little.
You're
hot
a little bit. You're a little hot, but that's okay. It doesn't bother us. It's only killing my son.
Away from the microphone.
In this activity, we will move the head forward and back, from side to side, and in a circle. Forward and back.
No.
No, it's way too late for that. Or anything else.
Yeah, so what time is it then?
It's time for the show.
It's 5 till 4?
Yeah.
4 till 5.
We have ignition strength.
45 to 5, yeah. Well, you know, it was a scary show. Like I said, I saw Jesus turn Philo into a truck for a minute.
And then back again. Then we turned me into wine and somebody drank some before they turned me back.
Yeah, there's a wild part of me
is missing. I'm not the same guy I was.
But Jesus can kind of give
What happened
back
to the old one?
Well, I was somehow when I was in that discorporated state where I had been turned into wine, and part of me was consumed at that point. When they reconstituted the remaining portion of the wine back into the human, there was something missing, because it now resides in the stomach of that old woman over there. What shall we do about
you
it?
You sure are lucky.
We're going to have to...
I thought this was like a space invader, like, you know,
wouldn't
that pixels
be cool to make
that come
a hat out of? I think it'd make a hat.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam Sandler, pixels.
If you cut that,
it's scary movie time.
Part 2, then both together, and then alternating. Head ready, and forward, and back.
Switching over control.
Forward, and back. And
died, Los stood in the abyss, and his immortal limbs grew deadly pale. He became what he beheld, for a red round globe sunk down from his bosom into the deep. Struggling with the glare from oncoming headlights, street lamps, signs, even snow.
Yeah, even.
Well, see the amazing difference for yourself on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
You must
behold this to see, wow, all items at one low price.
Back and forward. Now to the side.
Till it's clear.
To the side. The other side.
Great entertainment for the little ones.
It really gets their attention. Gets inside their head like a spider and latches onto their frontal lobe and won't let go.
And you'll get a free prize. Grout Stain Away Erasers, a set of two.
And rocket. And five. And five.
From sunny chair.
Well, Huffy's my personal preference. And, of course, I often draw sections of Omar Khayyam. The thing is that you have only a limited amount of time to say your piece, and I have so many long things to memory, I can't really use them, only fragments of them. As far as the Rubaiyat is concerned, I had the opportunity a while back to hear the lines from the quatrains in the original Persian, and by George, the metric system is the same. So the Fitzgerald translation is really not that bad. It's kind of spot on for the way it actually sounded, despite what Robert Graves and his friends thought. Yes, sir. There was a community, a commonality of poets in this great Islamic age. Then Firdausi, also interesting. But Omar Khayyam doesn't fail to twit the Sufis and the fanatic dervishes and true believers and everybody who won't let him alone just because he likes to drink a little forbidden alcohol. He also reformed the calendar. Not an easy thing to do. But he was one of those people who had figured it out. Ah, but by computations, people say, reduced the year to better reckoning. Nay, 'twas only striking from the calendar, unborn tomorrow and dead yesterday. And lately by the tavern door, agape, came striding through the dusk an angel shape, bearing a vessel on his shoulder, and he bid me taste of it, and 'twas the grape. The grape that can with logic absolute the 72 jarring sects confute. The sovereign alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. The mighty Mahmud Allah-breathing Lord, that all the misbelieving and black horde of fears and sorrows that oppress the soul scatters before him with his whirlwind sword.
So does he get to keep the sword?
Well, the sword is from the spirit of the wine, of the vine, in the grape. Why be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril as a snare? A blessing? We should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then, who set it there? I must abjure the balm of life. I must, prompted by some after-reckoning taken on trust or lured with hopes of some diviner drink to fill the cup when crumbled into dust. Oh, threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing at least is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain and the rest is lies. The flower that blows today forever dies. So drink up.
Everybody who can hear us should hold hands.
And drink some alcohol.
And drink one to your friends who have departed.
Yes.
And get on an airplane and breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Everybody's got the virus now. We'll show that virus.
But many can have the virus and be only mildly or not even perceptibly affected by it because of the difference between the humans, the individuals of the same species. Some will be really struck by it. Others will not even know that they have it. Generally, anyone with a weakened immune system should watch out.
Really, what
you
I want to do
might
is
get
pull
viral
back into the walled
pneumonia.
City and pull up the moat. Bridge and
like
and
the
dancing.
Mask of the Red
That's
Death. Let everybody die exactly. Outside and we'll have a big party inside with all the nobility.
Yeah. Brain Man should do that, man.
Well, there was a Mask of the Red Death party, which we did some years ago. With the Flash as the herald. It was quite interesting. It was done in an old mansion here in SF. Yes, the coronavirus could, of course, cause pleurisy or even the inflammation of the pericardial layer around the heart. And be a gateway to rheumatic fever, which is the common precursor of acute bacterial endocarditis. But for most people, it might be as minor as a sniffle or a transitory cold in the head, even as deep as to the lungs. People are not going to Chinatown now because they're afraid that
Chinese viruses are floating
yes,
around
yeah.
the air.
Yeah. I should go to see my friend's play,
yeah.
which is playing there.
There's
I think she needs people to come and see it.
Sociological aspects are interesting.
I wonder if I could do that. I think you can get the tickets
yeah, sure.
for free.
It's evil intelligence agents from China who went to Sonoma, sprinkled virus on hamburgers.
But, wow, that's an enormous undertaking. Would take years. And I don't know. I hope I'm not even there for that many years. But I don't find that easy work. You know, moving in, moving out, just moving stuff around because you're often moving three or four steps ahead because you have to move to create a space to put something to create a space to put something in to create a space to put something in because you have to move to create a space to put something to create a space to put something in to create a space to put something in because you have to move to create a space to put something to create a space to put something in to create a space to put something in. You know what I mean? So you're all, you know, in order to get one object loose and take it and bring it to some other place where you have a pool of stuff that's like that. Believe me, because I have a mountain, there's like a mountain, the great mountain in my apartment.
He got in there and he filmed it?
Yes, I asked him to.
Picture? Well, that's
and I talk about it a little bit and because I wanted to get the before and after, the before being 30 years, well, 25 years of living in the same place with all this stuff in my disorganized organization. And then after it's all swept away and boxed for the, so you can get rid of the bed bugs.
Uh-oh.
The, you know, it goes away and it comes back and all of that. All those thousands of myriads of little tiny little objects that were everywhere and all are all now in 200 or so boxes that are unlabeled. And so that's, you know, so I wanted to get the before and the after. So Doug filmed both the before and the after. I think I'm a, panther, which is below snow leopard, which is below leopard, which is below,
What designations are these?
These are the Apple browser.
Oh,
levels.
For God's sake. So you get ranked, huh?
Yeah, you're ranked. Using that. And
oh,
yeah, as
no.
you go along, and you have become a larger and more powerful animal. There's tiger. Oh, then there's no. Mountain lion, then tiger.
Wolverine, the land shark.
Yeah. I don't know when they couldn't go any
rabbit
further
beaver,
with that.
Enraged baboon.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean.
Virulent mosquito.
Yes.
Whale, I suppose.
Rabid wombat.
No, they changed the whole paradigm. Now it's Citadel and El Capitan. You know, that's like almost a swear word. I mean, you take a... I mean, something as beautiful as El Capitan, and they're making it into their logo for their software, as if it could compare with that mountain. But that's Apple.
Hey, what happened to your headphones?
Oh, they're here.
But you only took them off for a moment, I assume.
Well, you're right. I should put them back on.
In order to participate full-bloodedly,
yes.
I would recommend it, yes, so you could see what the sonic landscape is like. But what are you looking for? Perhaps I can help you there, too.
I was looking for what they call a wick.
Like that one?
Yes.
See, all you need to do is say, and, well, the idea is... ask
speak,
and it shall be
and
given.
Ye, exactly. Yes. And when ye gather amongst themselves, yet so there I will be among you.
Yes, if you throw a rock, you're going to hit somebody.
There you are. That's what my granddaddy used to say.
Well, he was right.
This is why
tired,
we can't have nice things right here.
Get some sleep.
Puzzling Evidence After Hours. A Puzzling Evidence production.
Locksley Hall that in the distance overlooks the sandy tracts and the hollow ocean ridges roaring into cataracts. Many a night from yonder ivied casement there I took my rest, did I look on great Orion sloping slowly toward the west. Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a string of fireflies tangled in a silver braid. And so it has come to this. The end of all. us sit down together and wait out the last minutes. Talk only of what might have been. So the fascist pigs won't allow no Saint Stupid parade.
This just doesn't make a darn bit of sense.
Think about it.
No.
The secret code of radio. Not available to listeners and other non-participants.
Not available.
Why is everything so terrifyingly uncertain?
Right?
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. Dr. House is taking a little... He's taking a sabbatical.
I'm communing with my ancestors.
Yes. Are you
be sleeping.
He's communing with his ancestors.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
In the hall of the dead, where I shall be presently.
You're going to sleep the sleep of the men who were on the radio.
It's the happening sound.